Good morning, everyone. This morning I'd like to talk to you about a unique educational collaboration that NMSU has with the University of La Salle in Bogota, Colombia. We're going to move a little bit away from crop production types of things in the global agronomy community and talk more about the linkages, the institutional linkages that we'd like to develop. And we have been developing since 2014 with La Salle. This all started with a man who had a vision, a perspective into the future. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't Nelson Mandela in this case, nor Desmond Tutu, both people who have had and still have vision. The Energizer, it was. It was really a wonderful Energizer that had a vision. And in Latin America, people usually have four names, five names, six names, and they use them all. But with Brother Carlos, we just call him Brother Carlos. He's the president of La Salle University. He's been there for about 6 years. The La Salle Order is what you might think of it here in the United States as the Christian Brothers. Their whole mission is education. They have about 80 universities scattered throughout the world. And for 2 years, he was also the president of the whole university system. This started as a partnership with Partners of the Americas and the 100,000 Strong in the Americas initiative. Partners of the Americas started about 1961, and the 100,000 Strong in the America initiative is something that came out of the White House a few years ago. It's a chance to enhance that north-south exchange opportunity, student exchange opportunities, to increase institutional capacity, development for the educational systems, especially United States exchange students going south, so students can find out what's happening in Latin America, and faculty and students from Latin America coming to the United States and Canada, that north-south institutional exchange. It targets agricultural competitiveness and for increasing the opportunity for market. In the case of Latin America, coffee, cacao, cut flowers, and fruit. This is quite specific for Colombia. But we want to put it in a little bit of context. The University of Maryland has this START global terrorism database. It's a huge database because there has been a lot of terrorism going on. It's from 1970 to 2015. This is a picture of just Latin America, of the terrorism incidences over that 45-year period. And you can see how Colombia is quite a bright spot, you might say, in terrorism. But I want to talk about the Utopia project that Brother Carlos started. And when you look at this presentation online, you can go to the site and get a video. We're not going to show the video, there's not enough time. But it's just a remarkable attempt on the part of Brother Carlos to look at peace and reconciliation in Colombia and to educate the youth, the disadvantaged youth from around the country. It was established by the University of La Salle in Bogota, and they developed a rural campus, an agricultural campus, for these resource-limited youth who have been affected one way or another by conflict. 50 years of civil strife, drug wars, syndicates, all sorts of things you've seen a little bit in the news, but it's not quite like seeing your parents killed in front of you. Many of these incidences happen to these children. Well, they're not children. It's a university education system. But it was an attempt on the part of Brother Carlos and La Salle University to address the disadvantaged students in the communities, and then to send them back to their community so they could be leaders and agents of change in their local community after an education. This unique experience was brought on by a number of people at both LaSalle and NMSU, administrators and faculty with many years of experience in international development. We had participation starting in 2014. I led a group of faculty and students to Colombia. We first went to Bogota. We got off the airplane from Dallas at about midnight. Finally got to bed at the campus around 2 in the morning. Fortunately, there's not much traffic in Bogota at that time of day or night. And we got up bright and early around 8 o'clock, headed back out to the airport to fly to the agricultural campus in Yopal, Colombia. Bogota is over here at 2,600 meters, 8,500 feet, something like that. And Yopal is down here at 250 meters. So we're going down into the Amazon basin, the upper Amazon basin. And it was in November, so it wasn't particularly hot, but it was a bit rainy during the time we were there. Bogota, up at 2,600 meters, is cold all the time, especially when you're coming from New Mexico. These sites were a number of places that we visited during the period. When we were in Yopal, we went down here and visited one of the recent graduates of the program to see what she had been doing back in her community. She was growing pineapples. So we had academic visits in 2014, the main campus in Chapinero. We went to the agricultural research campus, the north campus, and we spent a week at Utopia. So we spent a week in Bogota, a week in Yopal. We gave classes, we had a lot of student interactions, and a number of field trips. In La Salle, we had presentations on agroclimate zones of Colombia, soil characteristics, chemical uses, plant propagation, a number of agricultural agricultural types of classwork. And then the NMSU faculty, three faculty that were there, gave presentations on irrigation principles, drip irrigation, water harvesting, meteorological data acquisition, this sort of thing. The classes were in both Yopal for that first week and then the second week in Bogota. We interacted with the students. It was incredible to see our students working with the Colombian students. I knew there was going to be a big problem when we were going to leave Yopal to go to Bogota because of the interaction being so strong and the tear stream being so long. It was amazing how our students got together so well with the Colombian students. The field visits included places where they had the water sources for the irrigation systems. We went to government offices. Shirley was the recent graduate whose home we went to visit. The Salt Cathedral is just an incredible experience to go to. It's one of the main places to visit in Colombia. It's a mine, a salt mine. And in the mine, the workers created this cathedral. And not only this church part where the altar is and all this, but you walk down the mine tunnels and off on the side are the different grottos of the Stations of the Cross. It's carvings all over the place. And the lights are spectacular. They've done a great job. Our students were three undergraduate students and one graduate student. Sativa Cruz just recently won the Undergraduate Student of the Year Award from the College of Agriculture. She's now attending Oregon State University. She was so transformed by this experience that she raised her own money to go back to Colombia two more times. So last summer she taught English at Yopal and had raised her own money to do that. Previously, she went down there to work on an irrigation design that was part of our mandate to put together to install the irrigation system, and she had won that award through WRRI New Mexico. The three faculty people were two irrigation scientists and myself as an agronomist, and our mandate was to put together an irrigation design for their agroforestry field. And we had three faculty from La Salle. Jorge Triana is a veterinarian professor. He has applied for, and hopefully he will get a Fulbright scholarship to go to Michigan State this next year. Santiago Sanz is a soil scientist, soil chemist, and Miguel Sosa is the agroforestry instructor on site in Yopal. The three or four LaSalle students that stayed with us most of the time, both in while we were there in Yopal, and then, as you will see, came to NMSU, were Manuel, Frank, Hahil, try to say it right and it always goes wrong, but Angel, and Nelson. The project continued with the exchange of the students coming to NMSU, the students and faculty. So they came in 2005, April of 2005, landed in El Paso, and we picked them up and drove them to Las Cruces, and we had 2 weeks with the students there. They were the two of the faculty that we worked with down in Yopal in Colombia. One couldn't speak English well enough to attend. So we had Miguel and Jorge as the faculty, and then the same four students. We had academic programs in Las Cruces, agricultural research center visits, and seminars that were given by both Jorge and Miguel, and one by myself. They went and participated in 15 different classes in soils, entomology, border violence, injustice, all sorts of things. Lots of student interaction, and again, a number of field visits in that they went on. They really loved the drone flying exercise. Went out to White Sands. And then in this past summer in 2016, two of the faculty members from NMSU went to Bogota to partner in their International Summer Academy, which started 6 years ago with one faculty member from Mississippi State teaching 16 students or something like this, to this year, two sessions for 2 weeks long with a total of 30 international faculty teaching over 900 students. So David Dubois and I went down there in this past July. We had 2 weeks of teaching, so it was a full three-credit hour for the students. And we did it as a team teaching operation. And then to make it even more challenging, we threw in a two-day hackathon where the students were learned computer skills, intensive computer skills, data acquisition, meteorological manipulation, things like this. So We each had 30 students, and then we switched in that team teaching. Dave taught about climate change, and I taught about ramifications of climate change on food security. We had a lot of field trips, again, and just a few of the outcomes that we had. Of course, we increased that north-south awareness, drip irrigation design for the field, lots of press releases because it was so good, and then finally, a Fulbright scholarship, we hope, for One Utopia faculty. With that, thank you very much, and I'll entertain any questions if we have time.